بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن الصلاة إلى القبور. There is a next chapter, and in here is the prohibition that we must not make namaz facing the qubur, the qabrs. So, for example, in the qabristan, if there are many people, and then there are extra people, and we are making namaz not in the place allocated for namaz, but in the place where the qabrs are. We must make sure, alhamdulillah, like most places it is by us also, that in front of us there are no qabrs. A person must not make namaz facing a qabr. And that is, it looks like he's making namaz towards that person in the qabr. There are other people, unfortunately, due to ignorance, whatever, they make tawaf of the qabr, they make sajda at the qabr. This is totally prohibited. And if this is done, even not as a worship, but as an honor for that person, this is also totally haram. So this we should be very, very careful. And also, when making dua at the qabr, after burying the person, normally we lift up our hands, and we are all standing around the qabr. This also looks like, outwardly, that we are asking from the person who is in the qabr. Though it is not in our heart, we know we are only asking from Allah Ta'ala. But it looks like, and a person who doesn't know, if there is an ignorant person, or unfortunately sometimes non-Muslims attend our funerals, and they see, they might get the impression that we are asking from the person in the qabr. So this we should also try and avoid. If we want to raise our hands, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, then there should be no qabr in front of us. We should face the qibla, and there should be no qabr in front of us. But when we are facing, when we are standing around the qabr, it is best if we make dua in our hearts, leave our hands down. So this is a prohibition.
وعن أبي مرثد الكناز بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول حضرت أبو مرثد الكناز بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم سيد النبي عهد نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم say لا تصلوا إلى القبور. Do not make namaz facing the qabr. So that is totally prohibited, and as we will come to the explanation, with different intentions, it is prohibited. وَلَا تَجْلِسُوا عَلَيْهَا. And do not sit on the qabr. From here also we understand, as far as possible, the sign of the qabr should be there. And the sign of the qabr is that it is be raised like a camel hump a little bit. That is enough to show that this is a qabr. We don't have to have really a tombstone, but to have a name for verification, who is the person buried there, just an indication, that will be permitted. But the qabr shouldn't be flat on the ground, that we eventually we don't even know there is a qabr. It should be raised a little bit like the camel hump, which is normally done, alhamdulillah. It shouldn't be done also like in a rectangular form. And there shouldn't be preferably any building around the qabr, even if it is just one, two bricks, unless it is a place where there is a lot of water flowing, and there are like floods and water flows, and it washes away the qabr. Then in that case, the muftis give permission just a little bit, just to protect the qabr. But otherwise, the best is, it must be just a camel hump, and that is all, nothing more. Performing salah facing a grave in order to honor the occupant of that grave is kufr. Even if it is done just to honor the person. Also from here we should understand that any act that is done in honor, and the greatest honor, of course we all know, is reserved only for Allah Ta'ala. And those are all the postures of namaz. For example, standing in front of Allah Ta'ala with our hands folded. Yeah, also many of us make a mistake that many times when we are giving like bayan, then we fold our hands and we are giving the bayan or even perhaps an ilan. That Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that is reserved only for Allah Ta'ala. A person cannot show that respect in standing in front of his father, in front of his ustad or his sheikh also, with his hands folded in front. that is reserved only for Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, when making a ruku is reserved only for Allah. We cannot make ruku for anyone else. Sajda is reserved only for Allah Ta'ala. We cannot make sajda, even the outward form of sajda. Though it was permitted in the previous Shariat as a sign of respect, but in our Shariat the doors of shirk have been closed completely. So even the outward signs, which are not really in our heart, it is not that we worshipping the person, but just out of respect or even just making sajda. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I had permitted sajda, it would be that the wife makes sajda to her husband, but that is not permitted. In other words, she must have obedience of her husband. But this type of respect is not permitted at all. And to do it even just out of honor, that it was a very great buzurg, and therefore we are making namaz, we are making sajda towards that person, just in honor of that person, this is also kufr. That also should be not done at all. Doing so without the intention is makruh tahrimi. Do even without the intention of the honor. Just doing it, this is also totally not permissible. It is not permissible to do so even in the latter case, because onlookers may consider that one is worshipping the grave. We are prohibited from sitting on the graves also. That also we should be careful, sitting also. And many times when we are not careful, we walk over the grave. Or if the sign of that grave is not clear, and then we walk over it, we should try and avoid that. Respect of the grave should be also shown. So that is disrespectful and contradicts the honor and dignity which Islam demands for every person. So just when we go Qabristan, we should be careful that we don't walk on the graves, etc. We shouldn't be sitting on a grave. If a person gets old, he's tired, and he sits down on a grave, this is also not permitted. So these things are also very important and part of our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.